Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio's virtual school visit. We are visiting another school around the state of Michigan, giving parents an idea of the options that they have before them. Today, we are in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I'm here with Tammy Draves. Tammy Draves is the principal and teacher of Kalamazoo Junior Academy. Welcome, Tammy.
Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever we are.
That's right. It could even be midnight.
It could be, so.
Whenever this program is aired. Tammy, what a privilege to be here. Kalamazoo Junior Academy is a Seventh-day Adventist school located in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Nichols Avenue. And man, it has a history. But what year did Kalamazoo Junior Academy start in Kalamazoo, Michigan?
It started in the early 1900s, right around 1903, about the same time that Western Michigan College, now University, was started. We were located in various parts of Kalamazoo, downtown, and on the other side of the Kalamazoo. But then, around late 1950s, they purchased a plot of land on Nichols Road at 1601 Nichols Road, and it started there with an old public school building that was two stories high, and I was told it had giant steps that the kids had to climb up. And while they were attending school in that building, they were building the gym and the new school building that we still have today. Once the school and the gym were finished, they tore down the old school building, and then they held church and school in the school building until the church was added on. And that building is still what we use today. However, like around 1992, the school had grown to the point where we needed new rooms. So they added a classroom and an office, and that is the facility we have today.
Tammy, before we start, will you lead us in a word of prayer?
Sure. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the Adventist schools that we have a safe place for our children to attend school. We pray that you would please be with us in our conversation, and that the things that we say would bring honor and glory to you, and that we would always be a good representation of you and our faith and our community. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. What is the philosophy of Kalamazoo Junior Academy?
Well, we know that we want to follow what the Bible teaches. We want our children to be connected every day with Jesus. We want them not only to be good citizens in our school, but in their community. We want them to be missionaries here at home, maybe someday abroad. But we also want to make sure that we include within that a good education where they are of sound mind and character all the way around. We want to build a complete person, not a child who's lopsided in any one area.
Tell us about what you offer the community here. Is your school also open to people of the community?
Absolutely. We are open to anyone who desires something just a little bit different for their children. And by different, I mean that we keep our class sizes smaller. We have an aide in each of our rooms. We have multi-grade classrooms, so not only do the children learn from the teachers, they also have the ability to learn from each other. If they feel like they're an older child and they're not comfortable maybe in one area, we can help them catch up, and there's no stigma of being different.
It's not like you're being set down a grade and being behind. You can actually kind of catch up while you're still with your peers.
Yes. And that works. So that's worked a lot for several students where they maybe aren't confident in one area. But if they're in the fourth grade, I teach grades 4 through 8. So a fourth grader can hear what's going on in the eighth grade math class. So when they get to eighth grade math, that's not so scary. They've heard it. They might even know some of it by the time they get there. And for a student who is struggling while I'm teaching a fourth or a fifth grade math class, they can be hearing and getting that review.
Reteach.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you can model and individualize instruction, but still maintain standards along the way.
Well, we have all of your typical subjects: math, science, social studies, language arts, reading, PE, but we also offer Bible, which is, comes from the Bible. It's not just what an individual believes, or everything that we teach is Bible-based. And we try to integrate that into our other subjects as well. We've even sometimes have found ways to integrate that into math, which people are often like, well, how can you get Bible into math? Well, sometimes it's a prayer at the beginning because we are struggling with what we're doing. Sometimes it's the, you know, a story they remember where, you know, Jesus fed the 5,000. Well, how did he do that when he only had two or three fish? And, you know, it just different ways and how God likes order and how math is ordered. And, you know, when we're talking about symmetry, how we can use nature to find the symmetry that goes with it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have performances and programs that they do?
We do. We typically have a Christmas program and a spring program. And then sometimes the children help with church. They go out into the community and we help with the community service center, which is, you know, sponsored by our church. In my classroom, we also have about three times a year, we have a time where they get into the kitchen and we have a chili cook-off. We have cake wars. They, you know, we've made smoothies and
bread.
Do
you throw cake at each other?
Oh, no. Okay. They have to.
I just had to check.
They have to come up with a homemade cake recipe. They have to find a recipe, modify it if they need to. They have to bring the ingredients in. They have to bake the cakes. They have to frost and decorate the cakes. And then they have to, we call some parents and other people from the church to come in, and they actually judge them like you would see on a cooking show.
We have some parents with us today. And would you introduce these parents and how they kind of represent the parents of your student body?
We have Tony, who his daughter has been here since kindergarten. She's in first grade. And his mom actually knew me as a child and had come to our church for a while and suggested that he send his daughter here.
So Tony, tell us about your experience.
Well, I grew up Seventh-day Adventist as a kid. And then as I got older, I went away from it. Then when it came to Izzy needing school, I didn't agree at all with what public schools is teaching. And I brought her here in her first year in kindergarten. She was a typical kindergarten, couldn't do anything. And with the other classes being in the same class, the next year just immensely improved.
Wow.
She's advanced in reading, math, writing. And it is a great place here. All the teachers are wonderful. She loves coming here. The extra activities that they do.
So you're testifying that this is an environment here that the students love to be here.
Oh, yeah. And I know all the younger kids. And it's funny because when I walk in, they go, Izzy's dad's here. So it makes you feel cool. And they all love coming here. I mean, Izzy, once in a while, I don't want to get up, but once she's up, she's ripping, raring to go to come to school.
So.
She often gets here at 7:30 when the teachers arrive.
Okay.
She doesn't like to be late.
Oh, wow. That says a lot. Now, who else do you like to introduce us to?
I'm going to jump over to Mr. Birch because he's going to have to go here in a minute.
Tell us a little bit about Mr. Birch. I think you know this guy.
I do. Mr. Birch, actually, Dan is my dad. He is a former student at KJA. He graduated eighth grade from the new building shortly after it was built. And he has been involved with the school ever since. He's worked in the capacity as a parent, volunteering in the building when his children, including myself, attended here. He was the janitor for the school for several years. He still comes in to help with judging chili cook-offs and cake wars.
Whatever his daughter needs him to do.
Right? He also comes to do worship on a monthly basis with the kids about once a month.
In fact, did he give worship this morning?
He was doing worship this morning, yes.
Well, good. Dan, since you happen to be the local historian here, just because of your experience, what year did you go to school here at Kalamazoo Junior Academy?
Well, it was in the 50s.
In the 50s. So this is kind of a family tradition here. I assume that your children are here?
My youngest son graduated eighth grade from here 2 years ago.
Wow, so this is the third generation has passed through the school. Tell us some of your experiences and why you have maintained a part of Kalamazoo Junior Academy since the 1950s.
Well, I gotta tell you that I went to kindergarten in public school and I had nothing but problems. And then I went to first and second grade, and there was a dear lady in our church that said, "You're not going to do that anymore." And she said, "You're going to go to Kalamazoo Junior Academy." And I came here in the third grade, and it was nothing but joy the whole time till I left here in the 10th grade.
Wow.
So the school has meant everything to me. And that same lady gave my parents Bible studies, and the school was not here at that time. We were in a different location, but and our church was on North Street in Kalamazoo, and we just grew out of it, way out of it. We had to rent another church. So that's why we bought the land here and then started a new school. But the first thing we built was this gymnasium. But this school has meant the world to me.
Wow.
And there was no decision to make as far as where our children were going to go to school.
You know, Dan, your story touches what I've heard in many of the schools. If there's a will, there's a way. Tammy, who else would you? I see other parents around this virtual table.
I do. We have Ms. Ashton. Ms. Ashton is also our kindergarten teacher and lower grades teacher's assistant. She has a daughter in our school who has been with us since kindergarten, and I am incredibly thankful for Ms. Ashton every single day.
So tell us your story, and who do you represent that might be in our listening audience?
Well, I started out, I moved up to Kalamazoo. My daughter's 8 years old now, so about 7 years ago. And we started attending church here. I had become an Adventist very recently prior to our move here to Kalamazoo. And coming to this church, I just kind of felt welcomed at home in Sabbath school and cradle roll. I became very involved over the years, and my daughter actually went to public preschool, and I got a phone call. I had been stressing over where she would go to kindergarten. I didn't love some of the holidays that were celebrated in the public school system. It wasn't something I wanted my daughter around. So I had intended to homeschool her. And the secretary here, Margie Shade, actually called me and asked if I would be willing to come work as a kindergarten aide at the school and enroll my daughter in kindergarten. So I didn't get to homeschool her, but I still got to be with her every day throughout her last couple years.
Well, who else do we have to interview?
We have Lena Beckemeyer, who is our go-to sub. She has multiple children in the school. She is also our music teacher. And again, extremely thankful for her every day.
We had a Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour here, and she led the music there, and it was just heavenly.
She is incredible. She really is.
Absolutely. Well, Lena, who do you represent that's in our listening audience? And
I probably prefer to talk as a parent, to be honest.
Okay.
When I moved to Kalamazoo, I had no intention of putting my children in the school, believe it or not. We came to Kalamazoo so that I could attend Western Michigan University. And prior to our move, I had been homeschooling our four children. And I greatly enjoyed homeschooling them, but I was afraid that as a college student, I would no longer have the time for that. So I began to search out for educational opportunities, and I'd actually decided on the public school. That was my plan. We had enrolled them. I had walked with them to their school so they know what the route. I had communicated with teachers ahead of time, but about a week before school was to start, something did not feel right in my soul. I was very concerned about putting these very sheltered children who are used to being at home all day into a large facility with lots of children they've never met, teachers that I didn't know what they were going to tell my children about the way the world came to be and about how they should react to things they see in the world. So we just prayed a lot about what to do because that didn't feel right.
And was money an issue?
Money was definitely an issue, which is one of the reasons why we never considered going to this school. We definitely didn't believe we could afford it. But then by a happy accident, that weekend we ended up here for church service. And on that one day, we had five different adults approach my husband and I saying, "You have children. They're lovely. You should put them in this school." But we can't, but we can't. And they actually spent some more time talking to us, and they brought us out here on a Sunday to talk to the financial officer and the principal at the time. And on a Sunday, we had enrolled them and school started Monday.
Wow.
That was a very quick change of plans for our life.
Well, thank you so much, parents. We really appreciate it. Ms. Tammy, where are we now in this virtual school tour of Kalamazoo Junior Academy?
We are in our kindergarten room with Ms. Ashton, whose room is very bright and colorful with many different activity centers for the kids to be working on.
I think I enjoy the lower grades more because all the primary colors.
This is where all the fun happens.
That's right.
This is where all the fun happens. Everybody wants to be in Ms. Ashton's class.
Okay, we have four students here. You have five total, I assume?
I have five kindergartners this year, that's correct.
So what do you have to tell our listeners during this virtual tour?
Well, today we're working on some fun things for graduation, some gifts for the parents for the end of the year, and we're finishing up with our last math test of the year today.
These must be very advanced students. They're graduating after kindergarten.
I know, they're awesome little boys.
Well, good.
I knew what you did all this math while I was sick.
So what do you have in front of you?
So right now we're working on our summer bucket list activity sheet. They're coloring some little summer fun items, and that will go, they've got a bucket with will have their name on it, and they have to fill out things like the place they might want to go this summer, a food they might want to try, a book they want to read, things of that sort.
How does this help them learn and grow?
So coloring skills are huge, especially in kindergarten. I have noticed with them coloring every day, their handwriting skills just off the charts. If you could see where they were when they started this year, I'm so proud of the progress that they've made just from coloring. And then for as far as our bucket list, it's just thinking about the world on a bigger scheme than just what's happening right now. And also handwriting, lots of writing.
Well, good. And I assume they have to color inside the lines?
They do have to color inside the lines. It's something we've been working hard on this year.
Can't we can't.
You can't?
You're doing a great job.
Well,
good. Very much.
I have a mustache.
Well, folks, you know that you have been to the kindergarten of Kalamazoo Junior Academy. Let's move on to another classroom, Miss Tammy.
All right, let's go.
Miss Tammy, where are we now in the virtual classroom?
We are in the lower grades classroom, which houses kindergarten through third grade. And part of the day, the kindergartners, as you saw, go over to the other room. So right now, this is just grades 1 through 3 with April Moravitz. She's our lower grades teacher.
So what happens in this classroom?
We do a lot of learning.
A lot of learning. Okay, very, very basic reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's it. The basic things. What's neat about a multi-grade classroom is you can reach people where they are at, and you can advance them as quickly as they need to be.
Everything.
So there's a lot of fluid movement between classes.
Very good. Your students also are able to sing.
That's correct.
Would you like to have them perform for us?
Yes, we have a song, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord. He's our source of strength."
If heavenly armor will enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us shall stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory.
We sing glory, honor, power, strength to the Lord. We sing glory,
belongs to the Lord. We sing glory,
That was beautiful. Wow, we're going. I'd like to stay here all day, but I think we better go to another classroom, Miss Tammy.
Let's go.
Miss Tammy, where are we now?
Right now, we are in our art room with Mrs. Adams, who is a pillar of our school. She has been here for 25 years. She has been here working with students and greeting students. And Mrs. A, can you tell us what you do here at KJA?
I do art. I pick on the kids.
She does.
A loving picking.
A loving picking, for sure. She greets them every morning at the door. If it's raining, instead of meeting at the main door, she'll have parents pull up to the side door to the gym to make sure the kids don't get soaked on their way into school. She takes very good care of all of us.
Well, we appreciate her. We remember her from Grand Rapids Adventist Academy, and I think my wife taught with her in Ohio. So. You're a lifelong teacher and you love it. God bless and thank you, Mrs. Adams.
You're welcome.
Miss Tammy, where are we now?
We are actually now in my classroom. This is grades 4 through 8. And with me, I also have my assistant, Mrs. Kavunja, who is essential to all that I can accomplish. I would be lost without her. And we have 19 in our classroom this year, and I'd just like everybody to, on the count of three, say hello, Strong Tower. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hello, Strong Tower Radio!
Very good. Thank you very much.
So this is the classroom in which we were talking about cake wars and chili cook-offs. This is the classroom in which we do that.
This is the creative geniuses.
This group is truly a creative bunch. They have come up with so many cool ideas for things that they want to do, and their papers and things come from a very creative perspective.
Very good. What do you want to share about this classroom as we close our interview?
Each of our children here represent a different family, so we have multiple different cultures in our classroom. We have students from Africa, we have students from Guatemala. We have students that were being raised right here in Kalamazoo, but we also have those that have lived here their entire lives. So we like to embrace all of them and help them all feel like they're a part of our community.
Very good.
And our special family. They are knowledgeable. This year we really focused on learning how to answer questions in complete sentences and giving a complete answer versus, oh, this is what I think. And so that's something I'm really proud of them for this year. Mrs. Kavunja can attest to that, about how far their grades have come up this year due to that.
Tell us something that you admire about these students and maybe something you've accomplished this year.
I admire their creativity, their individuality. They are never afraid to show who they are within the classroom. And it's exciting to know that we have an environment where it is okay to be able to be yourself and to know that you can, you come from a place where you're loved and you're comfortable enough to show your individuality on a regular basis, but also knowing that we have a commonality in the love for Christ. And that is something that you are also comfortable to be able to share. And I'm proud of all of them. You can just see from the beginning of the year, they're all hard workers and they try to do their best. And they are not afraid to learn and they are eager to learn. And it is exciting to see their perspective. Everybody gets the same lesson, but it's always exciting to see how each individual person interprets that lesson and what it is that they're gaining from it. And as they learn, I also learn every single day. So it's been very exciting to see what they are learning and what I can also learn from them on a regular basis.
Well, Miss Tammy, we're near the end of our interview here, but we left somebody out.
A special staff member. We have a school dog. Maggie is an English Springer. She is about 12 years old, and she has been attending school with me here at KJA for 3 years. So she is wonderful with the kids. She knows who's having a bad day, and she'll go lay by them, or she'll pay special attention to them. She likes to eat our scraps at lunchtime. Oh. And she loves to play with the kids.
So, Miss Tammy, you've been a part of this tour and you've watched different aspects. Maybe you can summarize what our listeners heard today, and then kind of how they may contact you if that is appropriate for them.
Sure. We are Kalamazoo Junior Academy. We are located at 1601 Nichols Road in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You can reach us at 269-342-8943, or you can email kalamazoojunioracademy@gmail.com, or you can check out our website at kja.life. Again, we are a K-8 school. We right now have 2 full-time teachers, a couple part-time teachers with teacher's assistants who all pitch in well beyond what is required. We have a part-time secretary who is absolutely amazing, and she keeps us all flowing in the right direction.
And then we got Maggie.
And then we have Maggie, absolutely, who is, I believe, essential to the learning process. We are a smaller school. Right now we have about 30 students, but our enrollment is open to anyone who would like something just a little different for their children, something that has Christ involved on a daily basis, that is willing to work with your children to get them to be a well-rounded individual. We have the multi-grade setting, which helps us to continue with the learning and without the stigmas of being too far ahead or maybe a little bit behind. We enjoy doing service projects and helping out in the community when and where we can. We have registration coming up, which actually open enrollment has already started, but official registration will be August 1st, right here at Kalamazoo Junior Academy from 5 to 7 on August 1st. And then our first day of school is August 17. Something very unique about our school is that we actually have a 4-day school week. We piloted a 4-day school week this year and will continue with that next year, where our students come to school Monday through Thursday and they have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And Fridays is used as a teacher work day for us to try to stay up on our grading and curriculum and hopefully getting a little rest so that my teachers don't burn out. Why should you choose a school like ours? Simply because it is just a little different. And as you heard in some of the interviews, our children and our families feel like they are becoming a part of a larger family. They are part of a community that is unique and special. And they get to be themselves, and they don't have to worry about what other people think. Their individuality is loved and appreciated.
Well, Miss Tammy, it's been a pleasure to visit another virtual school visit, and I'm sure glad that I came and our listeners came to Kalamazoo. Until next time, listeners, this is your host, Tom Majur, for Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed. Bye now.